Man, this is the perfect movie to do some Ghostbusters ice cream flavors with, like a line of Ghostbusters little pints mm-hmm. that you can get. That'd be sick.
They're going to do Baskin-Robbins.
And also, obviously, we need an Ecto Cooler ice cream flavor, like an official one. That'd be sick.
I want Ecto Cooler slushies, like in the, you know, like a frozen Coke. I want a frozen Ecto Cooler. It's frozen Empire.
I was about to say, hopefully.
Give me a frozen Ecto Cooler at the AMC because they have those frozen drink machines. Like, oh man, that'd be awesome.
Ooh, like a margarita.
Yeah, just add your own crystal head.
Don't shut it off. I'm warning you.
Welcome to Strange Glow Videos. Well, that's what I heard.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your feet?
Hosted by Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Well, that's what I heard.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Strange Glow Video. Tonight, we are going to talk about the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire trailer. My name is Justin. Joining me is my esteemed colleague, Alec, co-host Nick, and a friend of the show and all-around Ghostbuster fan, Jerry. So welcome, everyone. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely.
Jerry has lifted his spoiler embargo.
I know. So for Afterlife, Jerry didn't watch anything. He went in like basically fresh, right? And I don't know if that helped or hurt. There's a few things you get spoiled. It's hard not to. So
it's just, I feel like, at least in today's trailer world, like, I feel like they give away too much in these trailers. And at least in some movies experience, I'm like, man, a lot of the good scenes were in the trailer, and then it's less special when you see it, you know, in the flick. But honestly, I was at the airport today coming home, and it just popped up on my screen, like, new trailer, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to see it. So I just went ahead and did it and embraced it. I'm like, I can't not see it when it just came live right now. So,
well, this thing is hitting heavy. So, like, when I got home from work, I think there was about 1.5 million views. And, like, when I sat down to watch it again right before we recorded, it's cleared 6 million. So, like, the after work views are huge. So,
because I showed my daughters and it was like at 4 million, and that was only like 2 hours ago or something or less.
Yeah, it's been going around, man. Even people I follow like on social media that aren't Ghostbusters fans, I see a lot of people posting about it with mixed opinions, which obviously is fine. We're the diehards, that's why we're here.
Right. So,
Alec, how are you doing?
There's definitely been some mixed opinions that I've been seeing. People who didn't give a shit about Afterlife and don't give a shit about this. But, I mean, we'll just have to see.
Well, and I feel like some of those people, like, Ghostbusters is not really for them anymore. Like, if you're not willing to change, that's fine. Like, you don't have to watch it. That's, you know, that's perfectly okay, too, right?
I also see people saying, like, you know, Ghostbusters is not a fucking, like, epic saga. This isn't Star Wars. Stop. Why do they keep doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's just the different. It's different times now too. It's like this movie isn't being made in the 80s. So
yeah, well, the scope and scale is a lot easier to do it at a bigger way. So
yeah, and then the universe itself, though, it's like okay, I see the saga, what they're trying to say, like an overarching story, but who knows where this is going to lead? And the universe of Ghostbusters is so big and vast. Like, there's so many different ways you can go with this universe that it can't be just grounded to just two movies. You know, it shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah. And when you talk about like the TV series, it was kind of shelved temporarily or maybe permanently, but Ecto Force, where they're talking about going around the world and using everyone's individual like folklore. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that's the best way to get some good ghost stories. So that makes sense. So to see something like this is like, okay, the scale seems huge, which almost feels like a Marvel type DC comic movie at times, just like initially when that trailer kicks off. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're also ready for something pretty big too. I mean, Afterlife was a very small and very tight story as far as what it was trying to do.
And Afterlife, it has its problems in my opinion. Like things like, I think it was a little too nostalgic, things like that. We won't get into the Afterlife thing, but I think also they were very much handcuffed to picking up the franchise after 35 some years later. So they had to bridge that gap and they're kind of confined to that story.
It's only been 6 years, Jerry. It was only 6 years.
6 years?
It was only 6 years since the last one, Jerry.
Not in this continuity.
So
for 5 years.
It's a brand new It's a, they can take it anywhere because it's like a brand new story. It seems fresh, is my point. They kind of got, they closed the chapter on Egon and kind of where the Ghostbusters, you know, what happened to them since 89. And then here we are. So.
Yeah, I think that it kind of did that for, it opened the door to other possibilities to do more broad storytelling, right? That other story had to be specific and address that, because that would have been the elephant in the room if they ignored it. So
that's my point. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here we are. So kicks off with the music, and I've seen people like losing their mind about the music, and they're like, I hate this song, and I'm like, it's a trailer.
This song is, first of all, fuck off. That song is awesome. It's one of my favorite songs. It's on my summer playlist. It's in the Karate Kid from what year?
84,
right?
Eight?
Yeah, it's the same year as.
Oh, is it the same year as the original?
It was in Stranger Things recently, too, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But it's just a great song in general.
Well, no, I'm thinking of the cover for the Karate Kid TV show, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I think just to set the tone, like, just because it's in the trailer doesn't mean it's going to be in the movie. Now, hopefully this one we get a proper soundtrack, because I do feel like that was one thing I kind of missed from the last one, but, you know,
or
we'll
see. At
least
a single or two, like some original music, because we had that whole thing last time where there was a band that supposedly recorded a version of Ghostbusters that we didn't hear ever.
Yeah, I don't know if that got scrapped or what, but
yeah.
You know, the only original song we had on there was obviously some of the scoring pieces were original or modified versions of that, but we had the McKenna Grace tune at the end that was, kind of the big piece there, which.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't exactly, you could tell it wasn't necessarily written for it, but also at the same time, I feel like she wrote it with the intention of like, okay, I'm going to write this and have this produced and then probably try to get it in the movie because I love Ghostbusters. So I feel like that was the vibe with that one. And when that came on when we were in the theater, I was like stoked. I was like, ah.
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be any new songs for it. So.
Yeah, well, that was a complete surprise to me, which, I like those. But let's jump into this trailer. Let's break it down. So like I said, we got the music at the beach. We see this big scale thing. And the way this trailer was cut in very obvious ways, this reminds me of the Afterlife trailer. Right, even down to a couple of music cues.
Yeah, the music, like, especially. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, like, okay, so an Afterlife trailer, we get everyone kind of swinging on that. Basically, elevator down into the Shandor mine, right? But in here, we've got this Ferris wheel that kind of is stopping, right, and kind of giving that same shaking motion. So it's very reminiscent of that. So I thought that was interesting.
And like, the music kind of like stops whenever the Ferris wheel stops, like everything comes to a halt. You're like, oh shit, something's going to happen. I thought that was kind of cool. I'm kind of watching it while we're talking here to remind myself.
And they, the news reporter's talking about a heat wave on there too, which is interesting because that's why, you get the whole ice thing. Oh, it's interesting. I get what they're doing there.
Yeah. Right. It's, they say 100 degrees heat wave out there. And so, obviously, clearly it's on the Jersey Shore is why they say Jersey. And so for all of us who have been, I don't know if anyone was avoiding spoilers over the summer or not, but there's a lot of set leaks just because when you're shooting in New York, it's almost impossible to hide what you're doing, right? There's just not a good way to do that. So there's things I saw the photos of that I've seen in context of the movie now.
Okay, I didn't see any of those. Yeah, you're right.
A coyote just walked by. I wanted to say hi to it.
Oh, we should let it in the car. It's probably cold.
Cute. Show them the
cold,
trailer.
Let it in. Yeah, if they're cold, you're cold. Let him in.
Give him some TNT. He probably needs to fuck up a,
Roadrunner. Yeah. So there's the taxi scene, and then the scene of the fire hydrant. Yeah. The fire hydrant scene. Yeah. Those are two things I'd already seen. So I was like, okay, kind of already knew those things were there, which I hope was strategic in the way they delivered them in the trailer, just because, people had already seen the leak. So to throw a few of those scenes in there that are already kind of floating around out there, I think hopefully makes sense to reduce what they're sharing as new information.
But we've definitely seen Ecto driving around the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Doing it was an awesome shot in the trailer of the tail end coming back and right in front of you.
Yeah, that pro driver flipping that thing. Yeah,
awesome.
That was pretty cool. And there's some changes on the Ecto if you hadn't seen them before, because you're able to avoid social media. Cool. But, you know, there's a few things there that were noteworthy.
So, well, also today, I want to note that this trailer says this spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that's when they're sticking to it. I'm thinking, you know, what, March, right?
Yeah, the March release date. So the other thing that gives me...
Yeah, the actor strike just came to an end today, too. So...
Yep.
Oh, did it?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so we were kind of just random. I was talking with Nick the other day about, you know, like, could this possibly move to a summer release? And, you know, based on the fact that strike's been resolved now and it's probably going to start clearing out, will basically give them the chance to do any kind of, you know, reshoots that they might need to do, or any kind of ADR or any of that kind of stuff in the post production. So
I don't think they'll be forced to push it back now. So
yeah. And so the other thing I think is
it might come down to if they see a opening in the summer that works for them, maybe to cash in on the anniversary. But
I think what we're going to see this hit, and then the home video release will hit for the original anniversary, the 40th. So, which I think works pretty well.
And another box set, you know. Yeah. But I'm okay with that because I didn't get the last one, so maybe I can get this one.
Yeah, that's the issue, though, right? They keep doing these. You're like, I can't get the box set every time.
I haven't, so I'm good.
But this box set, this last box set had the test print and all that other stuff. So there's things on it that are worth it.
It had a lot of good new special features, so.
Yeah.
We also see the Frozen Firehouse. That's pretty interesting looking. You can tell that's one of the, that's the set they built.
Yeah.
It just has that feel to it, obviously. But
now we know why they really needed business, to.
You know, with the sign outside and everything. I mean, I think we knew that with the set and everything, but it just kind of establishes it in the trailer, like, hey, they're back in business.
And they must be doing significantly well because Ernie and Bill are both there in flight suits when it shows them.
I love seeing that. Yeah, we'll get to that, I guess. Or go ahead, Justin.
No, I was going to say, we don't want to jump ahead too much. We don't necessarily have to follow it in sequence, but seeing the GBHQ freeze up was pretty cool. And so the other thing I noticed there from the Afterlife trailer was that same little piano cue, I think, was the exact same recording of it.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with, right? I kind of like a little continuity in those, just since they're kind of in this new era of this, which I think is kind of fun. Reuse a few things without overdoing it, so.
Yeah, just a little callback, a little nostalgia there.
And then a minute in, out of a 2-minute and 6-second trailer, Patton Oswalt is the first voice we hear, and he starts doing some narration for us.
Woo,
Patton! Which is very much reminiscent of the Gruberson dialogue in the first trailer. The first big trailer, you know, kind of talking about what's happening. This is a weird thing.
Yeah, it's just enough to provide you some context. And yeah, there's never been no one. This is the first time someone's frozen to death in July in New York. You're like, okay, that makes sense. I think.
But the guy that they showed frozen when they mentioned that, it just seems like he's kind of wearing clothes from a different era or something,
they pointed that out.
Yes,
you know, they pointed that out in a Ghostbusters news breakdown, that the guy looked like he was old-fashioned, like facial hair and clothes and the background and stuff.
So the thing I saw someone post, and I didn't track down the source of it, but someone posted the synopsis, and I was on the official website earlier, but I really only went there to like watch the trailer. Has anyone else been there to see what the synopsis says? Because the synopsis I read basically says an ancient artifact's uncovered and causes kind of this piece. So
there's some kind of flashback, maybe?
Yeah, so it could be a flashback to how that was lost in time or whatever else. So it would make sense.
So, okay.
But I like how it's kind of an ancient thing, too, different from the other stuff. It sounds like we're not going to get a rehash of kind of where we've been before, and I like the idea of fresh.
Right.
But also,
yeah,
I hope this one's actually a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
not
a god, but a ghost. Yeah. Oh, I mean, even a demon would be fine. You know, it doesn't have to be a god, right? It could be something else, just not.
Right.
I'd rather an actual ghost, though. Like, come on. But Ghost has been the villain. If you count Answer the Call, technically twice. For the first half of the movie, he's not a ghost, or like for the first 75%. And then, I don't know, Ghostbusters 2, he feels like a ghost. You know, he's a possessed painting, but it's like still a ghost. Gozer's not a ghost.
He's a ghost.
I know he's not the main
He's a ghost of a real person.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possessed object, right? So I think that kind of that qualifies, I would say.
Speaking of possessed objects, the lion, which is outside of the New York Public Library. I've eaten its ass before, by the way.
Yeah, so there's a photo of that.
I witnessed it.
Hey, I need to recut that now that I think about it. So I'm going to make a cut of like the lion doing that, and then it shows a picture of Alec back there. So that's why it's acting out.
I was about to say, I need to make a video edit of that, like me doing that, the lion reacting. Me licking it. Yes.
And the lion reacting. Yeah, that'll be on TikTok soon, and we hope you're offended by it. And so I think with New York, I'm a lot more open-minded to callbacks, because when you're in a city of that size, you're going to be going around the same places, right? Manhattan Island is big, but it's small.
That's not enough of a callback that's like annoying. It's not, you know, Ray having that shit tattooed on his forearm or
Well, that was to Egon, help him remember Egon, the right numbers.
Or Egon being, God damn it. Or Egon being so fucking ridiculous that he like is spray painting the Bible shit outside his house. Like,
But Ray's wearing the same shirt he wore at GB1.
Yeah, but Ray's also fucking
That's
poor.
Fine.
I'm fine with that. Ray seems like someone that wouldn't be buying new shit because he's broke. Like, right? Winston's been paying his rent.
But it's still a dumb thing to do, I'm going to say.
Have you met an older person, though, Nick? I mean, I legit have shirts that I've had since I was in my teen years. So,
I don't think they did it because it makes sense. They did it so they could have a stupid callback. So
it's not stupid, though. Like, don't jam it down our throat with like.
It's not as bad. As a Crunch Bar wrapper being in Egon's pocket, but you know.
Or a Twinkie in the glove box was I like the Crunch Bar, but the Twinkie was too much. Like one thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then the mini puffs. The mini puffs were like, come on.
There's Twinkies in the Batmobile and the Flash.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There really was. I called that shit.
But it's a fun Easter egg. Like,
well, he was eating. Except for,
well, I was going to say, not a lot of people are going to know that was Ray's shirt from GB1.
But I don't think he could still wear that shirt, though. He's not the same size, so that makes it stupid, too.
That's not a shirt, though. It's like an over jacket or something like that. So his arms probably still fit. It just may not button.
It better be really tight.
If he can't button it, that would be some comedy in the movie. More Chevy Chase style, which he should
that
be the villain
in
this.
Coat.
I hope Chevy Chase is the villain.
Which, to your point, Justin, earlier when we were chatting, that we hope, and I agree with you, that there's still going to be some element of comedy in this, and it's not going to be too, you know.
Well, in the trailer.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't think the original Ghostbusters trailer was funny, though, right? When you look at it, it was very serious, like sci-fi kind of vibes.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that. I don't want the comedy to be spoiled in there. Like when you look at the Answer the Call trailer, like, you know, they forced a bunch of the jokes in there, and so when they hit in the movie, they were just like not funny anymore because you'd seen the trailer so many times.
You say hit. So,
yeah, hit. So after you saw the trailer for the first time, like initial reaction, happy, sad, indifferent, like excited, skeptical, excited with reservation, like where did you guys all land?
It was better than I expected. I mean, I liked it. You know, we definitely getting a new villain and some new interesting different things happening and back in New York. And it feels like just a sequel, you know, like the original third Ghostbusters could have just been this, you know. They're like, they're still in business and here's a new threat, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited. So
it feels like a straight sequel. So.
Right. I'm excited with a few reservations, only because I want to see the old G Ghostbusters in there more than like 2 minutes, like in the last movie. I'm excited to see, you know, Winston looks like he's about to bust a ghost. He's got that proton pack on, and
is he gonna finally catch one?
Yeah, hopefully. And then Peter, you know, he's in a flight suit, so we see, you know, he's dressed up. Hopefully Ray does as well. So I'm just hoping they have a bigger part in this movie is my
fingers crossed
type of thing.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how they, I'm sure they're going to have to tell the story at the beginning of like how they got back into business. And I'm guessing, you know, Winston is, you know, funding it, right? And so I'm interested to see how they tie that together and how they kick off the business. And then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose with this new.
I don't think they're going to give us any of that context. I think what's going to happen is we're going to see them fully operational finally just to open the movie, catching a ghost. I think that's what that Ecto-1 chase scene is, honestly.
But they're going to have some kind of explanation of like how they just left Oklahoma to go to New York, you know, like,
well, they're, at least do they're some already cutting. Well, they already did that. They already showed us the Ecto-1 going back in the containment.
Not the family. Yeah. Well, I think Ecto goes back. I'm talking about the family and Phoebe and all.
Yeah.
The family didn't have anywhere to live. So they're probably living in the firehouse for free. And then Gruberson went with them. We don't even know where he lived normally, did we? He was just visiting Somerville, right?
Yeah.
And I'm betting Podcast and Lucky are visiting for the summer. They probably don't even live there.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that being making sense.
Yeah. Cause they said it's set in July. So.
Yeah. Which would make sense. Summer break, you know?
Yeah.
There's a few other things in the trailer. Alec pointed out that, you see the back of what is presumed to be the villain or a villain at this point. We don't know that there's not more than one. What are your thoughts on that, Alec? You want to explain what you saw there? And
well, see, first I thought, like many people, this looks like a villain putting horns on its head or some shit like that. But if you actually look at it, which I'll include a picture of when I edit this right here, right now, you see it? You're looking at it right now. And it is basically, you can see it extends far beyond. It doesn't look like a horn to me. It looks like some device that it's plugging into or something. And also, you see that the ice, you know, when the firehouse gets frozen and then it shows them inside and the kind of the earth splits between them and it goes onto the Ecto-1 and they're all like, what the fuck? And ice is shooting everywhere. And then it shows the containment unit for a brief couple seconds. Also getting fucked up.
Yeah. The other thing you notice there is when it goes to that, the doors blow off the firehouse, which would be another reason why they would have needed their own full set of the firehouse to do that. So,
and in that clip, you see the bumper painted completely yellow on the proton pack.
And that's the thong bumper, as people are starting to call it online, because it has an extra piece coming down the bottom of it. So,
yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Yellow. And then they have yellow and black, like the trap doors striping on the side of the pack.
Yeah. And it's at a different angle.
At first I was very excited. I thought it was going to be like a RGB kind of thing where the ghost trap was always hanging off the proton pack.
And that's what I said. I was hoping that's what that was.
I had to do is like, oh man, they kind of put it together and it's not. When I was like pre-framing it, I was like, no, that's not a trap.
Yeah.
But then
I mean,
also go ahead.
I was going to say, it just seems like that's still something they could potentially do, right? We just saw very limited, but we have seen the equipment change. It still looks true to form just as they modified it, but
yeah, and the tips of the guns, the wands look a little different.
I was gonna say that the whole wands look slightly different when they're in that shot of them in the coats, you know, which, and speaking of pretty, the coats, mm-hmm. they do
like
have
a bigger barrel, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
what it looks
bigger.
Like
yeah.
The coats, a lot of people falsely identified it a couple different versions. And I think the consensus is that it's this $1,500 coat. So good luck, everyone out there. I'm sure it won't be hard to manufacture or fuck up. Like, somebody's got to be like one of these companies that makes Ghostbuster suits has got to start making these coats like at a $200 costume version, you know, for sure.
Yeah, because like that's an actual. So the version I found,
Magnolia will make one.
Yeah, the version I found was like a $1,500, like actual, it's for scientific purposes for being out in there. Like, it's a real deal thing. And you can't even add to your cart. It says you got to like start, because when I went through the link I found, it says like.
Oh, yeah, I checked that out too.
Yeah, it doesn't say like add to
cart.
It says
start your project. Yeah.
Yep. And so there's some buttons that are missing off there that people are already speculating on. And I'm like, yeah, that could have been custom for that to the movie. Or it's easy to add buttons onto a jacket like that after the fact. Like, you can do that at home pretty cheap. So
also there's belt loops that supposedly different versions of it didn't have. And the PKE meter holder is like, the PKE is stored in there upside down. So you grab it by the handle right out of there like a fucking
holster.
Gun.
Yeah, that's cool. And, which we've never seen one of those in the movie before. Like, that's a new item, so I like that.
The
new what? The jacket?
No, about? The PKE holster. We haven't actually seen one of those in the movie before, right? Egon always just had it. He never holstered it that we could see.
I guess.
The jacket,
yeah, I guess you're right.
Patch on the arm, the logo is black.
It's on the wrong side.
It's on the wrong side. It's black and has, it looks like it's sewn onto it, like not like a patch. Like the design was sewn directly onto the coat because the background of it is the same color as the coat. So that's an interesting thing that's going to make it a lot harder to replicate if you're a stickler. And then they also do have the name tags on there.
Uh-huh. They're bigger too. Like the no ghost patch is significantly bigger than the uniform ones too, I think.
Right. Yeah,
did we see whether or not they have the patch on both arms?
I don't think you see the other arm, but it's hard to say. Yeah.
That's why I was wondering if it's on. Yeah.
I wish it was on the right. I'm just going
to. But it's it. Yeah, that's why I think it might be on both sides since it's on the left. I don't know why they would do that otherwise.
If they're making a coat out there, you know, it's fine. I mean, I'm not too stressed on it, which I did think it was interesting, though, you know, that according to one of the training manuals, that's like canon, but not necessarily canon, you know, as they had it so you could see high visibility in like snowy conditions was the whole point of the charcoal suits. So.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to wear that in this movie. Or how much Ghostbusters 2 stuff in general. They said they spotted a slime blower in the behind the scenes or something, right?
Yeah, somebody posted one recently.
Yeah.
Which
going back to the containment unit that Alec commented on, and so at the end of the, you know, afterlife, it, you know, it shows like containment unit failing, right? That's what I remember.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially
failing. Well, it looks because the building's getting broken up by all the ice, right?
Right. So it makes sense in this. I'm just wondering, okay, the continuity of, okay, they're back in business in New York. Obviously, the containment unit should be fine. I thought at the end of the third movie, it was just kind of setting up that the containment unit's failing. So then all hell's going to break loose because of that. But I think it, you know what I mean? Like, but then they're back in business and everything's fine. At least that's the assumption.
I think that was just teaser to. Yeah, I think that was just a teaser to say that everything was still there in the building. But I don't know. It's hard to. And I, you know, they hadn't written the sequel then at this point. You know, they were just kind of like throwing it in there. So I'm fine if they don't like overdo it.
It could still.
Stuff.
It still could factor into the movie, but who knows?
There's a couple more things in the trailer we didn't talk about yet. I still have notes about. Kumnal, how do you say his name? Kumnal. Normally, I feel like I don't have a problem saying it, but yes, Swamson.
Swally.
Not going to work here anymore, anyway.
I'm going to let you butcher that one instead of me butchering things like usual. So thank you.
Kumnal, Nuna. Nain Najah. What's the hard
one? Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all of a sudden the volume went down on everybody, so I was just making sure.
I was going to say, it shows him for a brief moment, and then it shows him walking into, like, a hidden room. He's pushing through, like, a spice rack, and they're in a hidden room.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. I'm curious about that. And then we also have, while Dan Aykroyd is describing what happens when you get the death freeze, or whatever you called it. What did he say it was?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a very lame...
It's a death curse!
Yeah,
it was off the cusp. Like, but have you guys Googled that though? Because I mean, if that's like part of somebody's actual folklore, I'm okay with it. But if it's they're making it up, they could have done better. You know what I mean? That's kind of why I'm at with it.
Right.
I was gonna say the show Lucky Freezing basically, and
isn't it like they're saying like you only freeze to death if you actually get scared? So like, if you ain't afraid of no ghosts, you won't freeze. Is that what they're saying?
No.
I think that's what it is.
No, I think you.
If you ain't afraid of no ghost, you won't freeze.
Everything
they're gonna work. They're gonna work that into the plot. They're gonna work that lyric into the plot, Jerry.
I mean, basically just being scared to death, which is an interesting concept. Yeah. And I will say that the other thing about the trailer that I liked was the fact that Patton Oswalt made it look like, you know, people are just out there dying on the beach. Like, we see all this chaos, and I'm like, oh, you're actually willing to kill people in there? Because usually we just see people scared running.
Yeah, so there's
the stakes seem like a lot higher.
There's two or three references to people actually dying, which I think is makes it a bit darker than what we've seen before.
Yeah. Which I kind of like, you know, like give me some of that dark humor because that's my personal humor, right? You know, make it really twisted and a little bit dark. I want some laughs, but I also want some stuff to really make you spooky.
I do think I do really like the, like after they show the title screen and then they show them in the coats, obviously that's the best shot of the trailer. I think that's little sequence of just seeing the ghost walking down and then seeing Paul Rudd and like he just nailed that, like
pose,
you know what I mean? Like
stoic as shit.
His delivery was perfect and it has us all hyped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it was worth it to not have him suit up and be in Afterlife to, you know, to get him here where this is at. And so I think that's pretty awesome. I'm pretty, I got to say after first viewing of it, I didn't really know what to expect. I'm excited about it, but I will say the thing that I thought was odd or a little bit cringeworthy, and it's just me being like, you're making a movie kind of about science and there's always a little bit of basic stuff in there, but ice shards don't come out of the ground. If they're falling from the sky from that, that would make sense to me, but you're implying that there's all that moisture coming out of the ground to like form those ice crystals.
It's supernatural though. It's fine.
Yes and no. I mean,
there's moisture in the soil there, Justin. That's how we grow crops, Justin.
I don't know about getting those large pieces of ice out of there. So that was the one thing I was just like, okay,
it's supernatural.
I gotta say, I'm also not a fan of the ice spikes, but it's whatever. I mean, I'm not like I don't absolutely hate them, but I do.
If
think
I
like,
see some fuckers getting impaled by them, that'll be worth it.
Yeah, I guess
you're not
true.
Going to. You're not going to.
Yeah, they're not going to embrace the horror.
This movie is going to be PG-13, guarantee it.
Yeah,
it's not going to be R or anything.
Let's get rated R cut on the Blu-ray.
You may see people that are impaled on it, or you may see a quick cut scene to imply they were impaled on it, but we probably will not see their actual death.
Will we see a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, but he gets frozen as he's peeing?
I was about to say,
like Batman and Robin, Jerry.
I was about to say, like I bet Batman. This movie does feature a bunch of people getting frozen, and then at the end of the movie, they get unfrozen.
Yeah, so they're not actually dead. That's the loophole they're going to get for killing people.
I honestly think so.
I hope they don't go that route. I really just want them to, like, let's let it be. Because other than that, the only person that's died in a Ghostbusters movie is Egon. And I still think that was self-inflicted.
No. The villain in Answer the Call killed himself.
I'm talking about in this canonical version of the story, right? Yes. Movies, obviously, yes. Rowan killed himself.
You just said the only time we've ever seen it in a Ghostbusters movie. You're a sexist and you're denying the existence of Answer the Call.
No, let me rephrase that. The only thing we've seen are suicides in Ghostbusters movies, right? Rowan and Egon.
That's perfect for a comedy. Yeah. That's perfect for a lighthearted comedy is suicide.
Yeah.
It's okay, though, if you turn into a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I can't say that word on YouTube, but can I? Edit that out
and
post.
I just realized like all that I should be saying, but if you do need help, call 988, I think is the number now. So.
Just 988?
Yeah, that's the number if you need help.
Oh.
If you're feeling down and out.
I will say though, the baddie at the end, like the what's his ghost? What did Aykroyd say? Danny say this is. What do you call it?
You say the name of the ghost?
Yeah, what the death cold or whatever the hell he said. I can't remember. But anyway, the scene at the end, he looks like it's like a tall, slender, creepy looking guy.
Slender man.
Ice cold eyes. Yeah, it looks like he's got like long, lanky arms. I think he's gonna be badass looking.
I also need to point out that this is very similar to the plot of a Justice League comic book I recently read, and the villain was really red, and he was really tall with horns, and he froze the whole planet. So this is very similar.
Maybe it's pulling from some kind of folklore.
They're ripping off They're ripping off comic books now.
As long as I don't do what the rest of the DC movies have done recently, I think we'll be okay. So
that's true.
They've struggled there a little bit. Not that Marvel's not struggling right now, too, but...
Hey, the Marvels comes out this weekend.
Exactly. So that's why this trailer dropped now, is because it's going to be ahead of Marvels in the theater. So,
yeah. That makes sense.
So what do you guys think of the equipment changes? I know, like, some people wanted just to see more brand-new equipment. The modded equipment thing is interesting. So I'm like...
Well, that seems to be what it is, though. It's maybe just modded stuff. If you watch that breakdown, though, he thinks he spotted Phoebe holding a new gadget as they're standing in front of the firehouse doors.
Okay.
Maybe when they blow when it blew off, I don't remember. But so there might be new new gadgets, but they're not gonna change the existing equipment too much, I don't think.
Yeah. So
well, I mean, they added a thong thing and it's yellow, and then they have
this is just modifications
in the barrel. Yeah, that's. Which I don't know. I guess I'm for it in a way, but I'm kind of old school in the sense, like, I wish I'd just stop messing with it. I just like the classic proton pack.
If they keep some of the classic stuff there and then they have modded equipment for this reason or that reason, because let's face it, they did that in the real Ghostbusters all the time, too. Like, we need to do this to this to change that. Same thing with Extreme Ghostbusters. You know, like, we need to reverse the polarity or whatever the things.
But they're going
to
potentially
uses an old G, or like Trevor in the scene he's shooting the proton pack. That's the original pack before modifications.
Well, they're gonna have like 10 different Ghostbusters in this movie at some point or another. They could have some of them wearing classic, some of them wearing new stuff. You know, we could get both. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see a variety of stuff in there, which is fun for prop builders, right? Because if you built one proton pack, you know, like you love doing it, but there's always the fun challenge of doing something new. So if you're in the prop building community, I think that's pretty exciting. I don't think you have enough good stills to really do much yet, but
having a new equipment gives them more merchandising opportunities too.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Right. The other piece I thought was kind of interesting there was when you're looking at some of those packs, like some of the changes, they're a little bit different enough and you're like, okay, so where are you going with that piece? But again, it's first trailer. So without being able to see things in high res, it's hard to tell what is what with all that, you know?
Yeah.
How soon do you think we're going to see another trailer that's more heavy details on a more spoilery trailer? Because we're looking at a March release.
January.
January. February.
Honestly, yeah.
Super Bowl, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, Super Bowl's cutting it a little bit close, just from a merchandise.
That might be the... maybe that's the third trailer. If they do a third trailer, that's like the Super Bowl. Like right gearing up right for launch the next month.
They'll be doing TV spots by then, probably.
Yeah. So
what's the date? March what?
I don't know.
I don't think it's officially been said. I thought there was a rumor.
I didn't know if it was. Yeah, officially said.
The trailer just says this spring now. So, and that's the most current update.
I thought they had said March something though.
I think it's on there. Can one of you guys pull up the full website and check it's on a computer?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Well, at least pull up the synopsis, because I think there's a few other like context clues there in the movie synopsis on there that might give us a few ideas more about what we're anticipating here that's not necessarily in the trailer.
It says exclusively in theaters, coming soon in premium formats and IMAX.
Yep.
Okay. I'll have to figure out where somebody found that synopsis. I was reading it from earlier. So, but overall...
Is that the synopsis that said that Ivan Reitman was going to write and produce?
No, it was a synopsis of the movie that goes with it.
Well, I mean, I saw somebody post the synopsis that had like cast and crew information too, and it said Ivan Reitman writing and producing. I don't know.
I mean,
I want to know.
All right, here, I got it. Yeah. In Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the Spangler family returns to where it all started. The iconic New York City firehouse to team up with the original Ghostbusters. And here, this is a key bit. Who've developed a top secret research lab to take ghost busting ghosts to the next level. Hence, Patton Oswalt and James Acaster, which is fine. Yeah, it seems like
that's what they said in that breakdown too.
It seems like Patton, that scene with him, they might be in Ray's occult to me. So
and that's the vibes I got there. It felt very library-ish, or kind of like.
So is, anyway, is that secret lab like inside Ray's occult, like the secret door?
Honestly, you are probably right about that, because it looked like a spice rack, and he would have a weird spice rack. We need to look closer at that spice rack. Let's see. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age.
Yeah, Wikipedia says March 29th.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
And the cast, by the way, is listed as Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, Celeste O'Connor, Logan Kim, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts. Bill Murray's not listed on there, so his is probably going to be a smaller role. I feel like Dan is going to be the biggest, and Ernie's. They'll probably be pretty equal. But Annie Potts being on there is pretty cool, too, so I like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask earlier. I didn't know if Annie was going to be on there. I'm glad to see that or hear that.
So there's several articles posted today that still say March 29th also.
I think that's still the release date. I think when Sony made that big change.
I thought they had officially said it. Yeah.
The posters don't say it, but that's probably just because...
Just in case.
Just in case something happens, especially with the strike being going on for so long. I mean, who knew that they're going to have that resolved the day when the trailer dropped? So, you don't want to have a bunch of print material with a date that says the exact date when we've all seen how the industry has been in the past several years. So, it makes sense.
I've got my Afterlife shirt on. Look at it. The one I got from B&B Theaters.
I got my... OG Ghostbuster shirt on that, you know, they're kind of, it's that light blue shirt with just the classic logo that they're hanging at the end of the first movie.
The guy's selling it outside the.
Yeah.
Going back to that, your question of, or the spice rack thing, I don't think it's a Ray's occult. I mean, looking in the background, it's just like a lighted window and kind of like, looks like they're, it doesn't look like it would be in his shop, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, so question for you.
There's some cleaning supplies too.
Do you think Oscar's in this? Like, we know Dane is not in it. Like, I mean, they pretty well made it clear that, you know, they didn't write a role to force Dane into this one. So, but I do think it'd be odd to have Oscar in it without Dana, but you never know.
I think there'd be a lot of characters already, and they'd have to put more focus on him. So
I mean, potentially
a lot of people are debating that James Acaster could be Oscar. So,
and that's the only one it could be.
I think
that's kind of what I was wondering, because he's got that name tape on there. You can clearly see that Gruberson says Gruberson on it from the jacket at the end. But I haven't like gone into that. So like for the Afterlife trailers, I was basically going through frame by frame to kind of get some closer details on this, which I just didn't have time to do today. But also, it kind of gives me something to do here to kind of break things down going forward, kind of see where things are at. So,
yeah, I don't know. I think it might be a stretch if Oscar's going to be in it. I think it'd be, I mean, if they do it right, I think it'd be kind of cool. But I don't know.
I didn't want him in Afterlife, but just because it didn't make sense. And so I think now it would be like, okay, I think you could probably do that without making it super cringe, but at the same time, you don't have to have him in there either, right?
Right.
It's not necessary.
All right, here's some other questions. Are we going to see Slimer in this?
Yes.
I hope so. I think so. I feel like you got to have him somehow.
It's New York City, so I think
they don't have that much. Right. They don't have that much restraint. So,
well, I mean, we never you know, at the end of Ghostbusters 2, he was never captured that we're aware of, right? There's no continuity there.
It seemed like he was living at the firehouse too. So,
yeah.
They should just have him floating around in the background, but never actually acknowledge it. Do you think he'll eat Peter's lunch in like a scene? He sits down and eats his lunch, and Slimer comes through the table and eats it, and he's like, "Slimer," and they have Dave Coulier do a voiceover. You think that'll happen?
And then you'll love it. You'll love it, Nick.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happens, Nick.
And a little. observation box like they do in the game, in the 2009 game, just sitting in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do with that.
I don't know, but yeah, I think he's definitely going to get cameo for sure at some point.
Yeah.
All right,
Alex. The Scolari brother make a cameo.
No.
They get out of the containment unit.
No.
Yeah, short of that, that's the only thing that, like, when you break the containment unit like that, that does allow for that, but you're like, we don't also need to rehash all that again.
Well, if they show a little tiny, kind of like tiny on the screen, show them coming out of the building or something, that's fine. Sure. Have a bunch of little ghost cameos from the movies and the cartoon. Fuck it, you know.
But it's also hard to say, too, because...
Well, Muncher be in it. What about Muncher?
He's in Oklahoma.
Do you think they might have recapped him? They might have, you know.
I don't know. They could have, I guess. But I think...
It's going to be like BB-8. He's the new ghost of the franchise now.
BB-8.
BB-8 replaced R2-D2, and Muncher's
replaced. Speaking of ghosts, I was going to ask, what about, usually there is a specific slime color associated with the film, and, Phoebe has, like, kind of like a frozen slime looking thing, but, I mean, since it's ice, I guess
well,
it's
not really slime. They screwed up using blue in the last one, I guess.
I mean, we could see multiple colors of it, but, you know, Jason was not very big on slime. Like he basically was pretty honest about that. He wasn't a huge fan of it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why there wasn't hardly any of it in there. I don't know.
Slime rules. Posting, like, I think teasers of like slime dripping down from the stop sign from what Muncher
is.
Remember?
Is he like Mark Summers where he's got that, what is it? Germaphobe or whatever?
Germaphobia.
Yeah, germaphobia or something. Yeah.
Could be. I'd imagine, though, this movie's going to be messier just because it's bigger in scale, right? I don't know.
Are you thinking of Howie Mandel?
Yeah, he is.
What?
Because he's a germaphobe. I didn't know that Mark Summers was.
Yeah, Mark Summers is, which makes it ironic that he hosted Double Dare, you know, because they're always getting messy and he had to, like, slide through that shit sometimes.
Well, did he become one after doing that show?
Huh?
Did he become... that way
I think he had it when he hosted it.
Okay,
that's the story anyway.
Well, he did an interview about it, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I didn't know how Howie Mandel was. I don't think.
Any other thoughts, Alec? You said you had a couple of questions, so
that's about it.
Okay. I think we can wrap that up.
When's the poster going to come out? That's what I want to know. When do you guys think a proper poster?
I think
they have it up in theaters. Some places don't they?
Well, the teaser poster,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The poster that I imagine we're going to see is that kind of end shot from the trailer where it shows the firehouse and everything frozen over. I think they'll just kind of crop that to fit the poster size.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I think it looks cool. I would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, like the imagery in there, everything seems pretty positive. I think everyone's got their own feelings on Afterlife, but I'm kind of excited just to see something bigger and different here, something we haven't done. We're not rehashing anything, so.
Right.
Do you think the ghost of Egon will show up?
No, he went to hell. For abandoning his daughter.
Definitely did.
What?
Did I mishear that?
Out of wedlock.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Egon went to hell because he was a terrible father, and he fucked psychokinetic slime.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Out of wedlock.
He's a degenerate, so, you know, if he did that, you know, he's out of some shit.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
But I'm not here to kink shame Egon, but he is in hell.
Hey, actually,
have any of you did?
Now that we're on this weird, bizarre tangent, that does make me feel a little bit better about Egon not being present in Callie's life. Because if he's the type of guy that literally fucks slime and sleeps with it and, you know, does his business with it, like, maybe the woman left him and was like, I can't deal with your kinks, man. And it's not to kink shame him, but she just couldn't handle that, especially in the early 80s, where it wasn't a big thing.
Do you think Egon was living with Callie's mom when he slept with the slime?
You know what? I really hope that the new Dark Horse comics go over the illustrious relationship of Egon and the slime. Like, for example, most might be thinking, you know, this guy probably used the pink slime as lubricant when he masturbated. But I personally think, that he used it as lubricant to slide something in himself.
Oh.
What's to say he didn't do both?
I mean, I'm sure he probably did both, but like,
and would that make it? And would that change?
Stuck his dick in the jar.
And would that change it from happy slime to evil slime again? Like,
there's no pressure with that, Nick. It's like sticking your dick in a bowl of Jello, or and even an apple pie. That shit ain't gonna actually work. You need like a like a watermelon, maybe might be a better bet.
It worked for Jason Biggs because he came as soon as she touched his leg, so I think the apple pie would work for him.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's warm.
It's warm.
Is that what the joke actually, are they saying that he actually fucked the slime or he like slept in the bed with him?
That's one of the few adult jokes in the movie. I think, yeah, he
fucked it.
He slept.
Yeah, yeah, he.
And he's like, you dog.
If you want to say that term.
I never know with Ghostbusters 2 humor.
A lot of it was very like.
New guy. Or go ahead.
It's just family friendly, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, there's a new comic series coming out. I guess I missed that.
Supposed to.
Dark Horse has a comic series supposed to bridge the gap between.
I thought it was supposed to come out.
The new stuff, right? I don't know.
Oh, really?
I thought.
Is it going to be canon?
It's supposed to be.
They said everything's supposed to be canon now, but who knows? But I thought it was supposed to come out.
We haven't had any updates on it.
I thought it was supposed to come out in September or October, though, so I don't know what the fuck.
I also personally wasn't a huge fan of the art style. It looked like fucking Archie or something.
No, well, we didn't even see that until recently, and yeah, that looks like shit.
Well, that was a sketch.
I need to look this up.
There's no... So on Ectofest, the first Ectofest they did in 2022 on the Sony lot, they announced that Dark Horse had the license to do Ghostbusters Now, no longer with IDW. And they also announced that there's going to be a series, presumably tying in from Afterlife to Frozen Empire. Now, they haven't said that fully, but and is that filling in the gaps? Is that filling any gaps for Egon too, right? Is it just looking at that? Now, based on the art they released on Ghostbusters Day this year, which was just a single sketch, not even colored in, it didn't really
Was that long ago? Shit. Okay.
Yeah, it was Ghostbusters Day this year that we saw the first sketch. And so,
like 5 months ago.
Yeah, it was a single sketch and no colors on it. So, and lots of comics have more than one artist, so it could be a different artist every issue, depending on how they run the series. You know, there's lots of options out there.
I like uniformity, and I don't...
That would be a major contrast if they did a completely different style, though.
Potentially, but yeah, based on...
Well, I guess they have a different artwork for each story. Like, maybe the story about Egon's more realistic looking, and then the story about Egon's family looks more like Archie Comics. Who knows?
Could be, if they go that route. I haven't seen anything, and like none of the comic book pages I follow have like posted that they have pre-orders up, right? You know, typically you're going to see pre-orders. Right. But I'm almost wondering if this isn't going to lead up, or if this is going to release after the movie to have better sales.
A lot of times,
I'm kind
of
starting to think that.
That's probably what happened, because since the movie got pushed back, they're going to release it closer to the release date. So
I was going to say, let's talk about the marketing for this, because we haven't had dick for marketing other than the little logo announcement and then this. And then if you count the HasLab, but I don't because it's unrelated to this actual
They're probably
movie.
Getting pissed off because now every time they release a movie, there's some major delay in releasing it. So,
yeah, but like, man, this is the perfect movie to do some Ghostbusters ice cream flavors with, like a line of Ghostbusters little pints that you can get. That'd be sick.
They're going to do Baskin-Robbins.
And also, obviously, we need an Ecto Cooler ice cream flavor, like an official one. That'd be sick.
I want Ecto Cooler slushies, like in the, you know, like a frozen Coke. I want a frozen Ecto Cooler. It's Frozen Empire.
I was about to say, hopefully.
Give me a frozen Ecto Cooler at the AMC because they have those frozen drink machines. Like, oh man, that'd be awesome.
Ooh, like a margarita.
Yeah, just add your own Crystal Head. Or, you know, if you prefer Bill Murray's vodka, which he sells.
That Ecto Cooler cocktail they had last time was really good. I like that. I had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Was it? I think that was at AMC. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think AMC had one that was closer to Ecto Cooler, and then B&B Theaters had something that was...
The other one was all a ghost trap, I think.
Yeah. So...
But
well, I just mean I hope we get some more food products. I hope there's a fast food meal tie-in of some sort or a kids meal at least. Good Burger 2 has a fucking meal coming out at Arby's of all places. Like that doesn't make sense to me.
Why Arby's? They have burgers sometimes, I think, but
I was supposed to say I think Hardee's would make the most sense for a Good Burger. Or even like Whataburger if you want to go fancier, but
I think Hardee's would be great to call back to Ghostbusters 2 for that, right?
Give me some also of that. Agree to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring back the Slimer Sunday.
And those zapper things that they gave out.
I assume Hasbro's going to release a line of figures with this? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they still, they're the...
You would think so.
They're the master rights holder to the toys, so I'd imagine that.
We will see now, how many toys, though, like because last time we got a lot of different versions of things. Are we just going to get the more simplified line, the cheaper line, or are we going to get the $20 figure line too?
Well, they don't have to release the 84 versions this time either, so.
Yes, but also we didn't. I feel like they need to release a whole other wave of Afterlife figures for that still that we never got.
Yeah, but I think the other downside to that was so much of that got caught up with shipping that so much of it's still hitting Ollie's because so much of that was just sitting in crates in California or off, you know, in other places. Or like, I just got this guy that was not even released, but you can get these for like $60 shipped from China right now on eBay, even though they're canceled.
Huh.
That's the phallic, the good old phallic puncher there.
I don't think they want to release figures that the characters aren't wearing a uniform.
Yeah, I think so too. So I almost wonder, like, are they going to do a line jackets or not?
Yeah, you know? I wonder that.
You're not going to. I don't think you're going to get more than one wave. I think you'll get a wave of the basic characters again, probably 8 to 10 cards. But yeah, there's still a line to do just ghosts.
We didn't get a good Muncher figure last time. We only got the cheaper line one. And then if they do this, are they going to do the main baddie ghost? I mean, they better. And then they probably need to do the jackets because everybody's already obsessed with them now. Like they should, if they don't do the jacket figures and they do some other figures for it, they're fucking morons.
They probably do a build a figure with the villain considering his size.
That would be fine.
Yeah, that would be fine. And then the other thing is like for Afterlife, they didn't release just another version of Gozer that was slightly different because I think fans would have had a crazy outcry for that, even though they could have released another head that came in the Egon Phoebe 2-pack.
You couldn't just release the head, to be honest. The body's completely different fucking too. It looks nothing alike.
Yeah, that's true.
Gozer. You'd have to release a new figure. But that being said, I would have bought it.
Yeah, just because,
you know.
We probably would have had to paint the eyes black on it so it looked like in the movie.
Nah.
They would have come to the market red. Red eyes.
Well, that's what you want.
Well, don't get everything you want in life. Yeah, I'm excited for the marketing and everything. The marketing push is going to start picking up now, especially through the holidays. I just took a casual glance to see on the HasLab, and the HasLab was up like 500 from this morning. So,
nice.
So we'll see if
they're
going to get.
Did you guys invest in that?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Has anyone compared the progress of the Proton Pack to the current one, as far as where the numbers were at what point in time and?
No, I haven't, but I know GB fans and Ghostbusters News both like released a bunch of information they had with the sit down with the folks at Hasbro to kind of like give an update on everything, which is pretty good information in there. They're still modifying things.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. So like making the PKE meters wings a little bit more accurate compared to what they are.
I haven't backed it yet, but I'm going to before the deadline.
Me too.
Yeah,
they don't charge you until the project closes. So,
oh, okay.
Which is like 30 days, right?
Yeah, I think it was over like 30 days still, or right at 30 days. So
mid-December, I think.
December 11th, I want to say. Yeah, so.
Oh, are you going to back it, Alec?
Yeah.
You should be able to next time, yeah.
I didn't think you wanted to.
I mean, I was just sad that that was the only announcement we got that day. That I was stoked for it, but I was kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
I thought they're going to bring back ectoplasm, like the original recipe, and do that.
Well, I still think there's still a chance for some of that stuff to come out, but at the same time, I don't really care for any more reissues of the older stuff, right? It's pretty easy to get some of that. Now, some of the, like that Slimer figure that we'd seen sculpted in several stages before through the Hasbro stuff, it would be kind of neat just because the resale value of those is pretty high.
I want to see him redo Ecto Glows just to fucking ruin the market for everybody. Or at least to see them complain about it ruining the market, even though it really won't ruin it.
Yeah, that would be cool, because they already got the molds now.
Plus, I would love those figures, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. And I don't want to pay $500 to $1,000 each, because that's kind of where the going rate is for those. And like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not happening.
But you might see some of those go on sale, though, because if people are going to buy a $1,500 coat for this movie, they might have to sell their Ecto Glows to be able to fund that.
True.
Now, the other thing I didn't mention in the trailer was that you clearly see the HasLab proton pack straps on one of the packs that Phoebe's wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody pointed that out.
Yeah.
Winston does not have that, though.
No, there's a variety of those out there. So, yeah.
What do you mean? Like, she's wearing one of the HasLabs packs?
The strap is the same style. Like, it's the wider look. It's the strap is there in like the same plastic black buckle on there. That's not a regular Alice LC1 strap or LC2.
Okay.
So, just a casual observation. So that'll be interesting to see how people in the fandom like validate that. Right. You know, there's people are already losing their mind about all the changes and all the props and everything. It's like when you get to this level and using parts that are from a 40-year-old movie. And tracking down parts that were already surplus, then you're gonna have to make some changes just to keep doing those, or you're gonna be making replicas all the time. So just is what it is. So any other thoughts before I close this thing down, guys?
No, I'm super excited.
Well, I'm looking forward
cautiously
to seeing
everybody. Cautiously
optimistic. And at least the thing I would say I'm looking forward to the most at the moment. It's just being in the environment with fans for the premiere. Like, I think that's going to be a good thing. Like, I feel like that's really special no matter how the movie turns out. Just being there with your friends to see a movie you're passionate about, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It was a hell of an experience last time. I hope to repeat it again. That's what really made it, you know, special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter how you feel about the movie, so.
Do you guys objectively think this looks better? Like, I know the Afterlife, you're excited because it's a long overdue sequel and you get to see the old cast again. But do you think objectively this looks like a better movie as far as originality or story? Yeah. Or
I think so. I think this is a brand new story, period.
Yeah, it's a new story. There's other new characters in there. You're back in New York, so you've got really
the whole world to play with.
Yeah,
you got the Ecto-1 that looks great again. It's not decrepit. You know, for all those different reasons, I think it's going to be better.
Yeah. And I mean, I wonder how Afterlife will age. Like, for me, I like it more the more I watch it, but there's also things I intentionally ignore and don't let bother me, like, after my first few viewings. So, like, there's just things I take it for the face value for what it is, and the new cast in that is what really made it stand out to me, and so I'm hoping the new cast really blends in here. But the fact that the synopsis of the movie says these other guys are going to be in it, like, yeah, you can't be in New York without having Winston and Ray around the whole time, right? So I think we're going to have some good stuff there. So I think that it provides a lot of hope for me for people that really want to see the old crew in there. Like, because I still feel like Afterlife could have gone without the original crew.
Same.
This is the way the story was told. And, like, bringing them back here makes sense now. So
either more of them, like, to a point where we, like, it's either more or none. Like, because that movie, they're just kind of annoying in that movie, to be honest. I mean, it's great, but it's, like, not, you know.
It's cool to see them, but it's like so short lived, and the context around there is like,
it's just that magic, that whole thing of like them just showing up there. Come on, like there's no car, they're just walking through the fucking desert. Looks like
talking shit, cracking jokes, and you're like, what?
Well, maybe they pick up at the end of Afterlife with the movie of this and explain that. Maybe they get on Winston's jet and head back and invite him to come to New York. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of that background context. I think they're going to leave some of that just up in the air for now, to be honest with you. I think they're going to just go right back in the comic books. Yeah.
You got to read the comic books like the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, because I think that just takes away from telling the new story, right? If you got to explain how you got there. Yeah. And honestly, now that we know what happened to Egon, like, I really don't care how they got from Oklahoma to New York in a couple of months or a couple of years, right? It looks like they're back. Business is going. I don't want to see them restarting the business again.
You're not going to. My guess is it's going to open up with like a routine ghost bust. And there will be some dialogue references to update you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want some kind of update, some kind of connective tissue between the two movies, but we don't need to see him rehash, you know, the start of this business and all that again.
I think it's going to be they're in business going, and to your point, Alec, they're going to have some dialogue, some conversation saying yada yada yada, explaining that they're back in business. So I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know what you think in the comments below, and look forward to more.
What do you guys think about the title?
Titling movies is always different.
There you go.
I was about to say, I don't think you could come up with a good title for this movie unless it's. I just don't think you could have. I mean, like, what? Come on, Ghostbusters.
It's
Ice
the Empire Age. State, so I think that's where it comes from. Nah, Ice Age would be bad.
Exactly. I mean, like.
Yeah, when you look at it in that context, I just don't think there's anything better that could explain that without, I don't know, it's hard, right? You look at any movie, like, without just going the simple number route, which they don't do anymore, right? You look at some of the Marvel movie sequel titling and all that, it's difficult to do good sequel titles that aren't like, Like, I wouldn't want to be the guy having to name the movie every time, right?
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's the Empire State, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's frozen.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah,
it's like it's very mid too much, but like I again don't think you can come up with anything better, so whatever.
Right. I'm just happy Ghostbusters is still going, and like we still got the OG guys doing some stuff in there with expanding the cast and crew, right? Kind of everything
and
we wanted before.
Yeah. Bill Murray came back again, which I was very surprised at.
That's five Ghostbusters movies we're gonna have, and they all do feature Bill Murray, so.
He didn't want to do the second one.
You know, they did, so here we are. All right, everybody, really appreciate you listening in. Let us know what you think in the comments below, and look forward to hearing more comments and insight from us as we release it, as we see more and more come along over the next couple months.
All right, everyone, chill.
Goodbye.
Your mother.